Perek Chaf Ches in Sefer Yirmiyo, Perek 28, says the Perek as we continue here with Yirmiyo Anavi giving Musar. And here we have another exciting Perek. And Yirmiyo is up against one of the Nevi'ei Sheker, Hananya ben Azor Hanavi. We're going to see what happens between them. Vayehi Bashana Hahi, who was in that year. Bereshis Mamleches Tzidkiyo Melch Yehuda B'shana HaRaviyas B'chodesh HaChamishi. We'll have the Rishonim try to figure out exactly what this means. In the first year of Tzidkiyo, it can't be in the first year of Tzidkiyo, because then it says in the fourth year of Tzidkiyo. So it could mean just Pashus in the beginning of Tzidkiyo's reign, towards the beginning, in his fourth year, in the fifth month. Why emphasizing in the fifth month? Because 11 years later in the fifth month, Chodesh Av will be the Churban, as the Radak explains. And it's also alluding to the fact the fourth year is the, if you work out the math, in the fifth month is going to be the year after Shemitah, as the Gemara says, that the Churban took place in a Motzoi Shvius, the year after Shemitah, and that is also Hashgacha, that it was Dafka because of that, because one of the Avonos that caused the Churban was the Avon Shemitah. So, what happens? This is all background. So, in that year, in the times of Tzidkiyo, right, a number of years after the previous Prakim, where he spoke, Yirmiyo spoke in the times of Yehoyakim, so here, it's the final king, Tzidkiyo, Amar Elah. So during that time, Amar Eli Hananya ben Azor Anavi, Asher mi Givon beveis Hashem, Hananya ben Azor, when one of the Givonim, we know already the Givonim were also liars in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, right? They came and they pretended. So the line continues here in terms of a Navi Sheker. So Hananya ben Azor came to me, Asher mi Givon beveis Hashem, he was in the Beis HaMikdash, in public. Hananya ben Azor said, in front of everybody, he's about to say that Yirmiyo is a liar and everything is going to be okay. Hananya ben Azor started off as a Navi Emes. But then he became a Navi Sheker, right? The Sefer HaYikarim writes in Maamar Rishon, Perek Yud Ches, just shows you that, you know, we don't believe in the infallibility of the clergy. Right, we don't believe in that, right? The Gemara says in Brachas that somebody could be a Kohen Gadol for decades and then go off at the end of his life. So here too, says the Sefer Yikarim, Kfar Efshar Shahanavi Yanavi MS, Vichazev, Bishumpam, Bebechir Zatzmo, Velo Mitzad HaNevua, and he could falsify based on his own Bechira. Kilo Ish El Vichazev. Man is like not like God. Kemo shekar lechananya ben Azor shahaya navi emes v'ta'a v'kizev b'shvira samota, as we'll see. V'lozenem nashin who is punished for it. The Abarbanel says, maybe he did have a dream. He had a dream, but he had to be mechalik. You have to know the difference if you're a navi between a dream and a nevua. Ulefi daiti, says the Abarbanel, shechalam chananya es hadavar hazeh. He dreamed it. V'chashav shahaya chalamo nivu'i. He thought his dream was prophecy. V'hine haya chalom pashut. Mehar kavos hadimyon. It was imagination. Maybe it was what he was wishing, but it wasn't true. Ubazeta lolioso mechuban lenevos hashkarim. Avalafi shishigas talmud olezadon velachin enash. Ki lo hayalo lahavchin inan chalomi. And if somebody's a Navi, then they have to recognize and realize what is a dream and what is actually a message. So he took it as a sign from God that he was supposed to give this nevuah that Bavel, the fact that earlier Jews were already exiled, in just 2 years they are going to come back. The Gemara in Sanhedrin also discusses what was Hananya's mistake. He made a problematic kal vachomer. The Gemara in Daf Pei Tesam and Aleph in Sanhedrin says, for as an example of misnabe mashalo shama umashalo nemarlo, all of those people are in the misa b'dei shamayim. So what's an example of misnabe mashalo nemarlo? Somebody who says over nevuah that's not said to him, meaning mashbe it's said to somebody else. Kigon Hananya ben Azor deko Yirmiyo b'shuk elyon. Yirmiyo was in one shuk v'kamar, and he was saying kamar Hashem svakos hineni shovers keshes elam. So I'm going to break elam. Says Hananya to himself. Naza Hananya kavachomer v'yatzmo. Ma elam shelo ba elala zores bavel elam, which just came to help bavel. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu hineni shovers keshes elam. I'm going to break elam, and they only help bavel. Kaz dematzmo alachas kama v'kama. Right, surely the Babylonians, Babel themselves, will be punished. So Asaiu b'shuk ha'tachton. So he went into the shuk ha'tachton, and quoting from our parak, Omar Hashem shavarti is omel of Babel. Babel's going to destroyed. Amalir Pabal Abaya, but the Gemara just continues. It says, Haile Chavir Namilo Nemar. I understand this is an example of something that was not said to him. This wasn't said to his friend either. Right? The fact that Yirmiyo heard that Elam, nothing to do. He made a faulty Kavachomer. So how could the Gemara even categorize this as Mashalo Namar Lo? But was said Lechaveiro. So Amar Le, the Gemara gives a very interesting line. Kivan Diz Yav Kavachomer Lemidrish. Keman de Itmar le dummy. Because it's a Kal v'chomer, it's based on logic, it's as if it was said to Yirmiyahu. It wasn't said to Yirmiyahu. Right, and that's one of the reasons of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because maybe there's a pircha in the Kal v'chomer, but a Kal v'chomer is strong. Right, the Gemara's lashon here is Ki'ilu, it was said. And therefore, that was his mistake, though, because he made the Kal v'chomer when he shouldn't have. Okay, so Hananiah ben Azar calls Yirmiyahu in front of everybody and says, Pasuk Beis, Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael Emar, so says Hashem. Shavarti es ol melech bavel, I will break the yoke of the king of Bavel. Even though Yirmiyahu has already predicted that all the nations have to give in to Bavel and Tzidkiyahu and all the ones that Tzidkiyahu was put in charge of. As we learned in the last parak, says Hananiah ben Azor, don't worry about it. Ba'och nasayim yamim, ani meshiva l'makom hazeh. As kol klei beis Hashem, all the kelim that have already been taken, right, and that were given, you know, I'm going to return them. All the ones that he brought to Babel, everything's going to come back. Don't worry. That's Yechaniah ben Yehoyakim el Yehuda. Also Yechaniah, that's called Galus Yehuda Habon Babel al Yechaniah, who was exiled previously. He's coming back. Ki Eshbar is all Melech Babel. Again, the all of the king of Babel will be broken. And again, Yirmiyahu is walking around, if you remember, with this all on his neck. If you remember, so he's playing on the words in front of Yirmiyahu. He's saying, you're wearing that oh, you're telling us to subjugate ourselves to Bavel? No. They're both called Navi, interestingly, because in the people's eyes, they saw two Navim, even though one was Emes, one was Sheker. Right, emphasizing that in front of everybody. Says, Amen, Kein Yas Hashem, which basically means, Halavai, I wish what you were saying were true. Right? After all, Chazal tell us, I'm a Kohen, says Yirmiyahu. I would love to have more Matnas Kahuna. Kein Yas Hashem, Yokeim Hashem Es Tvarecha, Asher Nibesa. Let Hashem make true your words that you prophesized. La Hashiv Klei Beis Hashem, B'chol HaGolem Yibavel, El HaMakom Hazeh. Please, that'll be wonderful. The problem is, it's not true. Halavai, it should be true. But, says the Psukim, Ach, Shmana, Adavar, Zer, Sharnochi, Dover, Baznecha, listen to what I'm putting in your ears, Ubazne, Kala'am. Right, listen. Ha-Neviim, Asherai, Lefanai, Lefanecha, Mina Olam. Right, all the Neviim that were beforehand and afterwards, they're telling us, L'ra'a. They're telling us this is going to be the opposite. So, how could you be prophesizing this? Even before we continue. The impression from Pasuk Vav, what is Yirmiyahu's immediate reaction? Amen, Ken Yas Hashem. Yes, he's going to say, but it's wrong in a second, but Chazal already get upset that Yirmiyahu gave the impression that he was agreeing and saying good, and it's even a little chanufa. That's what the Gemara says in Sota, Mem Aleph Amibes. The Gemara says, you have to be very careful with flattery, with chanufa to a Rasha. Kala machnif la Rasha, sof no fel biyado, says the Gemara. If anybody gives flattery to a Rasha, he will eventually fall into the hands of the Rasha. V'imeno no fel biyado, no fel biyad banav. And if not his hands, his son's hands. V'imeno no fel biyad banav, no fel biyad ben beno, his grandson's hands. And that's what happened here, Yirmiyahu. V'yom Yirmiyahu l'chananya. The Gemara uses that as the example of inappropriate chanufa, vayehi. And it says later on, in about 10 prakim from now, that Yirmiyahu was taken by the grandson of Hananiah ben Azar, Yiraya ben Shalemiah ben Hananiah, and he's thrown into the pit, and he would have died, but Hashem wouldn't have saved him. But that's what Chazal said. Yirmiyahu should have screamed out right away, wrong, wrong, sheker. Right? He should have done that. Right? So the Marsha says on that Gemara, even though he was saying it for derech tefila, as halavai, wasn't agreeing with him. Says the Marsha, Avagav sheba derech tefila v'tchina, shu lashon ha'aman es dvarim, shehi ratzon shehi emes kein, mikol makom lo hayalo liyirmiyahu lomar kein, kivan shelefi nivuaso ha'amitis ha'yza sheker, v'hayalo lachisho miyad. Should have said no. He says it, but he didn't say it right away. Don't give people the impression, even for a few seconds, that there is anything positive, right? And that's why the Malbim points out, it says the word Vayomer twice. Pasuk Hey, Vayomer, Yirmiyahu says, doesn't say what he says. Then it says again Vayomer in Pasuk Vav. Because he says, there was a part that was Emes, there was a part that was Sheker. And there was an impression that was gotten by the people, an impression that he wanted to give over. So there's two things going on here. But really, Chazal say, he should have said it right away. So what does Yirmiyahu say? Ach Shmana, Pasuk Zayin. Listen to what I'm telling you and what I've told you in the past couple of prakin. Vayinavu el aritzos rabos. V'yamam lachos gedolos. Lo milchama l'rov al adavar. I've told you about various wars and evil that's going to happen. And listen, says Yirmiyo, Hanavi Asher Yinavi L'Shalom, if a Navi says something good is going to happen, Bibo Devar Hanavi Yivada Hanavi Asher Shloch Hashem Be'emes. If the Navi says something good is going to happen, it has to happen. What I'm saying, that bad is going to happen, it's not even, the risks aren't as bad. Because if it doesn't happen, that's okay. We know the Rashi, the Radak here emphasized, the Rambam says in Uchaz Yisodiyah Torah, that a Nevuah L'Ra can be switched to Tova, based on Shuva, like we had by Anshe Ninveh. But a Nevuah L'Tova can never be changed. So in 2 years, says Yirmiyahu HaKananya, everyone will see that you're a shakran. Everyone will see that. That's the second to last halacha in Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah. The Rambam says, it's the Radak here too, but I'll read it from the Rambam. Divrei HaPuranis Shanavi Omer, Kigon, Sheyomar Ploni Yamus, Oshana Plonis Shnasrav, O Melchama, Vachayotzei, Im Lo Amdu Dvarav, Ein Bazeh HaChashel Nevuaso. If something bad does not happen, that's not contradicting and undermining his Nevuah. Vein Omrim, Hinei Davar Veloba. Shakadosh Baruch Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Nicham Alara. Maybe Hashem Ed Rachmanus V'Efshar Sha'asu Tshuva V'Nislach Lohem Ka'anshe Ninveh O Shetal Tzalbelahem K'Chizkiyo. Or like in the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech, right? He saved the day a little bit. Aval Im Hiftiach Al Tova V'Amar She'ikach V'kach V'Loba Tova Sha'amar B'Yadua Shu Navi Sheker. Right? If it's for the good, then that's a proof that it's Navi Sheker. She'kol Dover Tova She'igzer Hakel Afilo Al Tanai Ain't no choser, because anything good that Hashem decrees will happen. So the true test of a Navi is only through a Nevuah L'Tova. What did the Rambam say? Where's the proof? Hu she Yirmiyo omer b'tshuvaso l'Chananya ben Azor. The Rambam's learned say for Yirmiyo, right? That's what Yirmiyo said to Chananya, right here. K'she Yirmiyo misnabe l'ra'a v'Chananya l'Tova. Amarlo, Chananya, it's very unusual, the Rambam quotes this whole conversation, Chananya, im lo yamdu dvarai, ein bazer raya shani navi sheker. If my words don't come true, there's no raya, because maybe Hashem had rachmanis. Aval im lo yamdu dvarecha, yodea sha'ata navi sheker. But if your words don't come true, and they won't be coming true anytime soon, so then that will prove that you are a navi sheker. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, achshmano asadavar hazeh v'chulu. Right, listen to this. Listen to my words. That's exactly the Rambam read the story and put that into the halacha. So they'll know. So what happened? What was Chananya's reaction? Vayika Chananya Navi Samota Me'altzavar Yirmiyahu Hanavi Vayishparehu. He takes that yoke that has been on Yirmiyahu's neck, either for a short time or, according to Rashi, remember, for 15 years, and he breaks it. He breaks it. Why does he just take it off and throw it away? Why does Dafka break it? So says the Malbim and says the Rinat Yitzchak. Maybe it's relating to that Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha that we have mentioned often. The Ramban that says that if there is, besides this distinction that we just had of Nevuah L'Tova, Nevuah L'Ra, if there is a Maisa involved, so then that it's for sure coming true. If there's a Maisa. So here there was a Maisa. The yoke was put onto the neck of Yirmiyo. Right? That means it's Vadai coming true. Says Chananya. Chananya takes it and breaks it. So through that act, he's trying to undermine it. Mevur etzleinu kama pamim, says the Malbim. Shem yasa hanavi is a pu'ula im nevuaso. If he does some type of pu'ula, gam nevua l'ra, haisa miskayemes b'chalofan. That even if it's a nevua l'ra, it's for sure going to happen. V'yashi Yirmiyo asa pu'ula mosaros umotos. So because Yirmiyo did this act of putting the ropes and yoke on his neck, so Chananya ben Azor tried to do the opposite. He wanted to do another action. That was the attitude and the try of Chananya ben Azor. But of course, it didn't happen. Again, it's all based on that Ramban and Parshas Lech Lecha and Perek Yud Beis. About Maisa Avos Simalabanim. Vayomer Chananya Lenechalam Lemor. So Chananya says to all the people, Koamar Hashem, Kocha Eshboris, Ol Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel, just like I broke this yoke, so too I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, Ba'osh Nasayim Yamim, Me'altzavar Kalagayim, within another 2 years. Chazal go into that he actually had a calculation. He wasn't just making up 2 years. He was calculating 70 years from an earlier Golas. Again, a miscalculation. What did Yirmiyahu do? He left. Vayelech Yirmiyahu Navi L'Darko, he didn't say a word. Sometimes the Navi knows that either it's too dangerous to talk now, or it's just not worth it and nobody's going to listen. So he left. But soon after, Hashem says, go back. Vayhi Devar Hashem al Yirmiyahu, Acharei Shvor Chananya Navi Esamota, Me'altzavar Yirmiyahu Navi Leimar. So after Chananya, he keeps calling him a Navi, right? The Chananya the Navi, and Yirmiyahu the Navi. So afterwards, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, go back. So if Hashem says go back, that means you're protected. Halof yamartel Chananya lemar. Go tell him. Ko amar Hashem. Motos eit shavarta. You broke a wooden yoke. I'm going to make it even worse now. V'yasisa tachtei en motos barzel. I'm going to have an iron yoke on your neck. Ki ko amar Hashem tzvakos, Hashem says, Elokei Yisrael, O barzel, nasati al tzavar kol agayim ha'ela. All these nations, including yours, will be on your neck. La'avodes nevuchanetzem elok bavel va'avadu. Everybody will serve him. V'gam eschayes ha'sadden nasati lo. And also the animals, as we saw in the last parak. V'yomer Yirmiyahu ha'navi el Chananya ha'navi. Shmana Chananya. Lo shalach Hashem. Chananya, you're a liar. Hashem did not send you. Right, this is like maybe doing tshuva for what he did before. V'ata hiftachtes amazel sheker. You lied. L'chein ko'amar Hashem. Hineni mishalechacha me'apnei adama. Hashana atames. That's why, to prove that I'm right, you are going to die this year. Kisara dibarta el Hashem, because you spoke falsehood about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like Yirmiyahu did this himself. He didn't have a sign from Hashem, but he cursed him. Right, you are going to die. Right, there's a Yalkut. There's a Yalkut that discusses this, and maybe that helps us understand why Yirmiyahu had to do a sign. The Yalkut says, Yirmiyahu amale Yirmiyahu lechananya. Ato omer boshna saim yamim ani meshiv. The Kalim, Vani Omer, Shenevuchanetzer, Bavan Otoz Ashar. No, just the opposite. The rest are going to leave. Omar Le, Tain Siman Lidvarecha. Says Chananya to Yirmiyahu, prove it. Prove your words. Omar Le, Ani Misabi Lara, Vani Yacholi Tain Siman Lidavar. I can't, as we just explained, I'm being Misabi Lara, so I can't give a Siman. Shekhanesh Barcho Omer Lahavi Ra'a, Umisnachim. Ato Misabi Latova. You have to give it a sign. Ato Jetzorachli Tain Siman Lidvarecha. V'yafal Pekin, but even so, says Yirmiyahu, even though those aren't the rules, Anino Sin Lachosom Ophes, I'll give you a sign. You know what the sign is? You're going to die this year. You're going to die. Explains the Rinas Yitzchak. Ubi ur dvarav. Shebe'emes shnayem hayu muchzak l'navi emes. Remember, he had been, Chananya had been a navi emes. Umisha muchzak l'navi, ain't sarach litein osu mofes. Really, as we learned, you don't have to give an osu or a mofes once you're muchzak to be a navi. The problem is here, where you have two muchzakim to be a navi that are against each other. Achananya ta'an liyirmiyahu. Tekimach anu machishim ze'ezeh, harif shalaha min achad mitanu. V'lachen etzorach atolas azozu mofes, to show who's the real Navi. So Yirmiyahu says, really? Is that what you want? Okay, that is what I'll do. So he says, you will die. And what happens? Vayamas Chananya Hanavi Bashana Hahi. He died Bachodesh Hashivii. He died in the seventh month. And the Rishonim, Rashi quotes it, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, discusses what the seventh month, that's Tishrei, that's the new year. So that wasn't this year. So the Pashtus might be, the Radak says, this year means within the year. Doesn't mean this halachic year. It means within the year. That's the fiyap shot, says the Radak. Ain't sarach lekol zeh. You don't need all the other suggestions that we're about to say. Ki hu lo amar lo bashana hazos hatameis. Ela hashana. Ratzol amar toch shana lenevuazu. Right, within a year. V'chein amru. Similar, he quotes from Nedarim. Hamuder hana'a mechaveru l'shana. If somebody is muder hana'a from his friend for a year, mona yudbeis chadashim, yom liyom. You count the year from the neder. Right, you don't go by the halachic calendar. You go by a year from the neder. So here too, that's pashtus, what it meant. But the Yerushalmi, and the Targum says this also here, that really he died that year. But that's a fulfillment of the Nevuah. He said, you're going to die this year. He died on Erev Rosh Hashanah. But Chananya commanded his children not to bury him and not to be motzim until after Rosh Hashanah to try to disprove Yirmiyahu. Look, see, he died this year. He didn't die last year. So Yirmiyahu was wrong. But if you look closely at the pasuk, it just says, you're going to die this year. Maybe it's bedafka. He's emphasizing, you're only going to die this year, right? You're not going to be buried this year. So maybe he walked into the hands exactly of Yirmiyahu's nevuah. That's pretty amazing. But either way, this is the chazal that he's up until the last moment, right? Rashi says, Meis be'erav Rosh Hashanah. Siva Labanov, Sheikh Baru, Vacha Rosh Hashanah, Velokodim, Vyaalimu es Misasa Oso Ayom, Kdelasos Nevuas Yirmiyahu Sheker. That's what he wanted to do. The Gemara, and Erevin and Daf Yotes says, Rishayim even at the doorway of Gehenim. Don't do tshuva. This is unbelievable. He's about to die, and he still cares about Yirmiyahu. He still cares about the coven. Amazing, but this is Yirmiyahu. This is Chananya ben Azor. Says the Gemara, relating to this idea. It talks all about different elements of Gehenim here. And then it says, even at the Pesach of Gehenim, Sheva Shemos Yishla Gehenim, Sheol Ibadon Ber Shachas, Bar Sheon Tit, Hayavon, Salmaves, Eretz Tachtis, all of the psukim relating to Gehenim. And the Gemara says, that even at the Pesach of Gehenim, Rishon Afilo Apischa Shal Gehenim Eidon Chosun B'tshuva, says the Gemara. Shneemar V'yatzuv Ra'u Pasuk at the end of Sefer Yeshayahu. So that's pretty amazing. So two of the great Achronim discussed this. Rav Dessler in Michtam Elio, Chelik Aleph, page 51, he discusses one word, Hergol. You're standing at the Olam HaEmes. You know what's going to happen. But a person can't change who they've been all their lives. There's a difference between Yediyah and She'ifa. Halotira asher yirtze v'yisaveh ha'adam l'dvarim im ki yedash yafsidu es b'yuso. Sometimes you want something even though it's not healthy. For yuchali natzom anataiva b'yediyah. Kasha yamus ha'adam. And he quotes this Gemara. When a person dies, v'nafshu shavel olam ha'emes, tavina nefesh es ha'dvarim ha'kasher heim. And then everything will become clear. Aval she'ifo seha ha'ra'os asher hayu la'bechayeha. It's already become part of who you are, and it's very hard to change that. So he's saying that even subconsciously, Rav Chaim Sholevitz, in the Sichas Musar, in Maimar Mem Zayin, he says that even consciously, it's very hard. A person believes in something or has done something, it's very hard to give it up. Here on his deathbed, Magdolahi Midas HaIkshus, but Adam, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Sheri Omid al Saf HaMaves, Ve'inav Ro'oses HaEmes Shebefi Yirmiyo, that he sees Yirmiyo's truth. He sees Yirmiyo is right. Right? He's dying this year. V'nochachu l'adaz ki darko ovilo so sholi. He knows he's going down. V'yafal pikein. B'mao osik bo'os hasha. Still, what's he bothered by? What's he involved in the last few seconds of his life? Trying to figure out a way to get back to Yirmiyo. Trying to figure out a way to prove to everyone else that Yirmiyo is a chakran. Unbelievable, right? Till the Pesach of Gehenim, people aren't going to do tshuva. But again, that's the message that we learn from Hananya ben Azor. Even at the end, he wasn't ready to give it up. So this was Perek Chaf Ches. So again, the last couple of prakim haven't just been nevuos, they've been action. A lot of prakim here in the second half of Sefer Yirmiyo has action in them.